This is the Family Culture Movement. Are you working to navigate the ups and downs of your family life with intention? Do you want to cultivate an environment where your children can thrive and become functional adults? Do you look around at the constructs and norms of society and cringe thinking of how to prepare your children for this world? Do you want to define success for your family on your own terms and sometimes feel like your values are countercultural? Well, you're in the right place. The Family Culture Movement is where you'll learn how to take inventory of the narratives and social constructs shaping your family dynamics. I'm your host, Jody Chafee, and I'll help you navigate your family culture journey as I interview powerful culture leaders and discuss values and best practices for your success. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to check out the last episode of the Family Culture Movement with Allison J. Prince, where we talked about the power of embracing failure to educate and empower your kids. I want to welcome to the show Adam Allure. Adam is passionate about self-development and has been so for many years. He believes his life's purpose is to enact positive change so that there is less uncertainty and insecurity in the world. He works as an IT specialist for the Utah Air National Guard, don't want to mess that up, and has recently launched a self-development YouTube channel. He is also a returned missionary for his church from Russia and still enjoys studying the language. That's a difficult language, so that's awesome. Welcome, Adam. So excited to have you. So that's awesome. I'm also very much passionate about personal development, self-development. You know, that's this whole journey of doing my podcast has really been a process of personal development. And but you're starting a YouTube channel about self-development. So tell us a little bit about that and what was your inspiration behind it?
Well, it's been something that I've been wanting to do for a while now. I feel like what helps people be successful is to realize that their life is a developmental process and that it's okay to make mistakes. I mean, we feel like we have to be perfect in today's age and it's just not practical. And so like, if you look at my first videos, they're not very good and they're just starting to get better because I'm not used to filming myself, but you have to film yourself to get better at it. Yeah. So, you know, I've always felt like we don't have to be perfect. We just have to try and we have to keep trying. And so that's what's helped me be successful. You know, I've gone from struggling with school when I was younger to now I work for the government. So, you know, I've made progress, but it was one step at a time.
Yeah. So I love that because you're right. There's this narrative that's so pervasive in our culture that it's perpetuated by a fixed mindset, right? That if we look dumb or if we make mistakes and we look dumb and we're not smart enough. And so it's something that develops and cultivates even in young years in school, or sometimes our parents do it inadvertently when they praise us for the wrong kinds of things. And so we think, oh, I need to look smart from now on and not make any mistakes. And also this belief that failure is bad, that failure and struggle and hardship, that those things are bad. And so what you're saying is that you are basically figuring out or talking to that narrative that, hey, look, it's okay to make mistakes and it's okay to develop and grow from those mistakes. Is that what basically you're saying?
Yeah, we're supposed to fail forward. And what that means is like actively putting yourself in a position so that as you're trying something new, you will make mistakes. But you have to make mistakes to learn. And so, you know, whenever you want to get good at something, you just have to realize you're going to be failing forward. You know, each video I make is a chance to fail forward, you know, get a little better each time. And so,
yeah, I can't tell you how many hurdles I've had to jump through when I started my podcast. I think every single episode had some issue that I was going through and I still do. Like when I try something new, it's another learning curve and I have to figure something out. And, you know, right now I have little kids and we homeschool and I'm trying to teach them a new skill and they start to get frustrated. And I say, sorry, but you have to be bad before you can get good.
Oh yeah.
it's just something that I'm trying to instill in them that's part of being a human being is that we have to suffer through the learning curve of being bad at something before we can get good at it. And in fact, it's great that I'm having this conversation with you right now because just this morning I watched this one guy who started a video series, and I think he got like
100 or 200 videos in before anybody ever watched his videos. Oh. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you.
Thankfully, I do have a few viewers. It's just you know, getting them to watch to the end, you know, because they're, you know, they're supporting me, but I'm still learning to make my videos engaging. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, but and he talked about how, you know, like what you just said, that you start out with doing trial and error, learning, and then you get better. You get better as you practice and you learn the different skills that you need to learn to grow. So that's really cool. So like, where did you develop this mindset? Like where was it found with a foundation? When did you start to recognize, look, I'm not going to be perfect at something. I need to go through this learning curve.
Well, it was kind of how I was raised. So when I was really young, I remember actually experiencing physical pain while trying to read. Like I feel pain in my eyes, and I don't really know why that was, because it did go away. But at that time, if I had been put into public school, I would have been made fun of. You know, people would have thought I was lying. I would have not have performed well. And so since I was at home, I was able to learn about what I wanted to. And then it ended up being where now I love to learn, and I spend all my time learning. And it's helping me be more successful, even though for a period of time when I was younger, I was kind of behind the curve. You know, I was a late bloomer, but I mean, look at where I am now. So it's, you know, back then, the problem with the school system is, you know, they would have compared me to everyone else, and I'm not like everybody else, but it doesn't really matter where you're at that point. It matters where you get to in the end. And so that's the difference, you know?
Yeah, I love that. So it's having a home education allowed you to be more individual, more self-paced, whereas in public school, and I'm a believer in homeschool, home education, so I can say this, is arbitrary scales that kids are supposed to be at certain grade levels and at certain level paces, you know, things like that. And yet so much of our culture is gauged by that arbitrary standard. And kids think, oh, I'm a failure because I'm not as smart as the kids my age. Well, that's just not true. So I really appreciate you bringing this up, because, I'd like to talk to you more about homeschool, and we wanted to talk more about it because, you know, right now this is going to come out and publish during the COVID-19 epidemic, where, you know, millions of families were forced to begin homeschooling their families, and they kind of started freaking out. And now families are looking at the regulations that public schools are going to have to implement in order to bring kids back to school to protect them from the virus. And it's terrifying, right? Like kids getting their temperature checked before they can come in the building, seats marked off in the buses where they're allowed to sit, constantly, you know, eating in their classrooms and having no recess. And I'm like, oh my gosh, things were already overregulated. And now these kids are going to be like, feel like they're in prison even more. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, okay. So what would be like your advice to parents who are seeing this situation and are thinking, I think I want to homeschool, but I'm scared. And I don't know if my kids are going to, there's going to be gaps in their education, right? Cause that's one of parents' fears, is that there's going to be quote unquote gaps in their education. Right. And so what would be your advice to them?
Well, the first thing is to realize there are gaps in your own education. Like if a husband and wife compare their knowledge and skills, they're going to have different knowledge and skills, but they both have equal value, you know? And so realize that your kids will grow up differently. They will have skills where they're not as developed as maybe they could have been. But if you help your children find their purpose early on in life, their potential is greatly, you know, is greatly expanded. And so, you know, that type of environment of homeschool, it facilitates kids figuring out what their purpose is, because they can study what they want to and they can pursue their interests and they feel okay being different. And so that's why that environment is very desirable for a family to implement.
So you feel like that's how you were homeschooled. That's how you were able to develop. And so now you're translating that into this passion almost, and, you know, your passion for creating self-development tools and resources and implementing these things in your own development to follow this inspiration to do your YouTube channel, to do, you know, you had mentioned before I started recording that even joining the National Guard, the Air National Guard, was part of your passion to just develop yourself. How did that come into play in your home education to be so self-driven?
Yeah. It happened. I remember one specific memory. So, you know, I realized that I was struggling, and in comparison to some of my peers, I was behind, but I wanted to be better. And I knew that was really the only thing I could do, was to try to be better. And so I remember grabbing in the house every self-development type book that we had, and actually ended up putting them in my room. And I just started to read them. And so actually I was laying the foundation then for what I'm trying to do now, because if you can take in all those principles and those examples of people that were already successful, then it puts you in a position to create the same type of success. And so that's what I was trying to do. And that always,
and you had the freedom to do it. You had the freedom to do it. I mean, that's really like, I think that so many times people think, when, how do you have time to give your kids those kinds of skills to develop themselves when they're in school and when they have to do homework and they're doing sports and they have to do, you know, being able to homeschool allows your children to prioritize their own development and the things that they deem are important. Would you say?
Yeah. And unfortunately in school, a lot of the skills and knowledge that you really need is not taught. Like, you know, you're not taught how to prepare to be a husband or a wife, you know, like marriage, relationship type information. You know, you're also not taught much about finances. That was something I've chosen to study on my own. And that environment that I grew up in inspired me to do more of that type of stuff. So I figure out something that I'm not good at, or that, you know, a skill or knowledge base that I need to develop, and then I just go and study it, and it helps me be more successful.
Yeah, I love that you're talking about this, because that's something that, with all of this talk and narrative and discussion around the different things that are problematic in our systems of our culture and society, I definitely believe that it's a family culture is created not just by individual families who don't know how to be husband and wife and don't know how to be parents and don't know how to manage their finances and things like that, but it's actually a systemic problem that in our culture, in their system, in our schools, in our institutions, kids aren't taught those things. We're not taught to be self-reliant. We're not taught to be community oriented even anymore. Right? Like, but you know, okay. So that's another question that brings up another question about homeschooling, is a lot of times the next question besides academic development and gaps in their education is the socialization question. And which I just laugh at it now, because I just think, look at how our kids are being socialized now, and the dysfunctional narratives that are being perpetuated in schools that are leading to our national and worldwide problems right now. And so where did you get and learn about community and socialization when you were being homeschooled?
Well, what I was thinking when you were talking about this is, you know, what's funny is in school, they say you get more opportunities to socialize. But what do you get in trouble for in school? Socializing. And so it's not an effective way of doing things. And also, actually, I think what promotes effective socialization is studying literature that teaches you principles of working and interacting with people. And those things are things you can study at home, you know, and so that's what will really help you anyway. And in my case, my mom was smart enough to have me join a homeschool group that was one day a week. So I got to see friends and I got to socialize, and it was fine. You know, I've turned out just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that there are some homeschooling programs or even philosophies that actually encourage like a community type of philosophy, right? Like I'm thinking of like the Thomas Jefferson education, right? Like they want you to get out and connect with other homeschoolers, because guess what? That's the next generation, and your children are going to marry their children. and you know what I mean? And so it's like being a part of that community is crucial. And so you are teaching your kids not just how to interact with other people, but also how they fit in society and in their communities, how it reflects in their future and their goals of what they want to accomplish in life. So I think it's so crucial, and it's stuff that you're just not going to think about. Kids don't think, I never was taught that stuff in high school. And these days it's, you know, there's just a lot of negative and derogatory things that kids are learning now in schools that again, it's a systemic problem in our culture that's leading to dysfunctional patterns and dysfunctional families, and it's nothing to laugh about. I'm sorry, I giggle out of nervousness sometimes, but I'm really like, no, this is bad, right? But I just, so thank you for being willing to come on here and talk about your experience with being homeschooled, and that it's allowed you the freedom and the autonomy to explore the things that you believed were important for your personal development, and how important it is to share that message now with families who are considering homeschooling, and there are legitimate fears that they have around it.
Yeah.
So what would be your parting words or advice to like these more ideas about these parents who are considering it and they're afraid?
Well, what I would say, what will help quell your fears a little bit, is to realize, so you can't control everything about what's happening in the world. Matter of fact, we have very little control over that. But the one thing we can control is our homes. And so if you go into it like, I'm going to create the right environment for my home to help my children be successful and be happy and become who they're supposed to be, and the world will go on its own, you know, because that's something you can control. You can positively influence your own home, you know, but you can't do everything, that you can't solve every problem in the world. And so I think just focusing on something smaller like that reduces the stress level and helps you end up making a bigger difference anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I think it goes back to our discussion about this idea that, guess what? You're not going to be perfect at first and you're going to make mistakes, and, you know, but that's part of what it takes to just grow and develop and be a human being. And that as families, we're just trying to do our best. And as we do that, yeah, maybe we'll be bad at first, but it takes going through that learning curve and going past that to get to that place where then you have that confidence and you feel at peace, I think, right? Mm-hmm. And feel like, okay, I'm starting to get this down. Like, you're going to start to feel that maybe eventually. I'm still working on it with my podcast. So I'm not quite there yet where I'm like, oh, I'm getting this down, you know? But that's part of the learning process too. And that's okay. You know, mm-hmm. You just get through it. So awesome. Adam, this is great. And tell us a little bit more about where we can find your YouTube channel. And if there are any particular episodes that you can refer to and tell us about, we can go check out.
Well, so you can find my channel by typing my first name and last name into YouTube. Thankfully, it's the top one, so it's easy to find. My channel is going to be doing some series in the future. I'm making videos about how to help you get more subscribers and kind of why. You know, we need subscribers in order to help people. And I'm also going to be doing a series about how to get more watch time. And that's so that whatever your message is, you can make sure that people are watching to the end of the video and get that message. And there'll always be videos designed to help you change your mindset and, you know, get on a path of self-improvement, which will help you be more happy and successful. My channel, the purpose of it is designed to help other people be successful in life and also on YouTube. And it's going to be a crossroads of those two things. So you can find a lot of channels about like specifically self-development or that are about YouTube success. But if you bring them together, then you're using YouTube as a vehicle to become who you were supposed to be and to make the impact that you're looking to. And so I'm going to be doing YouTube for the rest of my life, no matter how successful or unsuccessful I am, it's what I'm going to be doing. And so you can, if you subscribe to my channel, you are guaranteed to receive messages that are designed to help you be successful. And I honestly can't think of a better reason to subscribe to a channel than that. It's about other people. It's about you. And so, even though I'm not perfect as a creator, I have the best of intentions to help you, you know, and I'm looking forward to actually featuring people on my channel, you know, who need to get their message out. And so
cool.
I would just like to encourage you to subscribe.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you. And we look forward to following your journey and seeing all of the progress that you make and then applying those lessons to our lives so that we can make that progress also. And I just want to second that idea of when you apply yourself to something that's meaningful, if it's a YouTube channel, podcast, you know, when you apply yourself to those things, then it's almost like you can't help but develop as a person. And so I love that you're combining those two things so that, you know, as people come against obstacles and things, oh, I'm going to go watch this video about personal development that is going to help me get over this obstacle. Because a lot of growth comes from just that mindset and learning how to overcome those obstacles. So I applaud you. And that's awesome that you're doing that. So I really appreciate you. And again, thank you so much for being on the show and willing to come and chat about this. And it's been a great time talking to you, Adam. Thank you.
It has been. It's been fun.
Glad you were able to tune in for this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Don't miss the next episode where I bring Chanel Nielsen back on the show to do a deep dive discussion about the importance of knowing your family history as it pertains to your family culture. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Help more people find the show. Download this episode, subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave a review. For more tools for shaping your intentional family culture, be sure to sign up for your free membership of the Family Success Toolbox at homeandfamilyculture.com. Until next time, remember to set your intentions for your family culture and lead your family toward your vision of success.